Let me pray for you.
Heavenly Father, be with this daughter of yours. Speak through her like I know you can. Be with her in that way that you always are. Let her feel your presence. Let her know your spirit. Let her dance with you as she opens the word to us in this day. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Give us heaven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit, you instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit, we may be truly wise, and ever enjoy his consolations through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Good morning again, and happy Mother's Day to all of you, because all of us have mothers. Some of us are mothers. Some of us are like mothers. Some of us have more than one mother, mothers-in-law, special people who are like mothers to us, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, aunts, and more. It's a Hallmark greeting card day. But you know, this holiday to honor mothers did not start with the Hallmark card company, although they do have a vast interest in it. The basic idea of Mother's Day can be traced back to ancient mythology. And in 16th century England, Mothering Sunday was set aside for visiting your mother and usually ended up with a family reunion. Here in America, Anne Jarvis turned this day into a special day to honor mothers following the death of her own mother in 1905. Her mother was known as Mother Jarvis, an Appalachian homemaker and lifelong activist. She organized women's brigades, encouraging women to help without regard to which side their men had served in during the Civil War. She was a powerhouse. In 1908, on May 10th, Jarvis organized a celebration to honor her mother in St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. She had gotten financial backing from Wanamaker's department store in Philadelphia. So the same day, Wanamaker's held a Mother's Day. Commercialism had already become a part of the picture that framed Mother's Day, and by the 1920s, Hallmark, candy companies, florists around the nation were cashing in on Mother's Day gifts. Here's a card that I got last year from my son. Now, if my two daughters were here, they would be rolling their eyes because they were certain that he is the favorite. I felt it was especially touching. It reads, "Mom, I remember when I was little and running away seemed like the only option." And you open it up and it says, "I'm really glad you didn't." Well, Woodrow Wilson signed a bill designating the second Sunday in May as a legal holiday called Mother's Day in 1914. By then, commercialism had surrounded Mother's Day, and it really bothered Ann Jarvis to the point that she began boycotting Mother's Day celebrations, saying, "No, this isn't what it's all about." She even got arrested for disturbing the peace at a candy company convention in Philadelphia. Oh, Anne, chocolate is not that bad. So Anne Jarvis didn't really have to push for a national Mother's Day, although I'm glad she did. I have two daughters and a son and a granddaughter, and I'm quite pleased and honored when they celebrate Mother's Day with me. Actually, they had secretly planned to dress in black and storm the church and drag me out of here for Sunday brunch today, but I cautioned them not to. Prior to Mother's Day, women all over the world were quite aware of their special place in the world and the vital role that they share in the faith. One Anglican priest that I researched made it clear that the female gender saved the world because God's promise to his children was fulfilled through a woman. As we find in Galatians 4:4, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us so that he could adopt us as his very own children. We are God's children. He is, dare I say it, mother and father to us all. I borrowed that phrase from the New Zealand Lord's Prayer. It begins, Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and shall be, Mother and Father of us all. There are many references to the motherly side of God and Jesus in both the Old and New Testament. In Luke 13, we find Jesus grieving over Israel, comparing himself to a mother hen. Oh, Jerusalem, how often I've wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings. I like that idea. Jesus wanting to gather us up beneath his wings, loving us, caring for us, protecting us. Like he says in today's gospel, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. There is that word again, abide. Last Sunday's reading and Father Jim's sermon centered on abiding in Christ, and here we are once again commanded to abide in his love. The root of that word, abide, means to wait quietly for a good opportunity to do something, or wait quietly for something good. It reminds me of the Old Testament verse, be still and know that I am God. But what are we to wait for, I wonder? And how do we abide in his love? And he tells us, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. It sounds kind of easy, doesn't it? We just have to keep his commandment. Oh, but wait, what is the commandment he has given us? We find it in the second paragraph today. This is my commandment to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Oh, is that all? Some days I don't even like myself very much, let alone love myself. How can I give away what I don't have? While I was considering this passage, I read ahead in the Forward Day by Day devotional, and the beautiful Nia McKinney wrote the meditation, and she begins with these words. One of the easiest things to do in the world is to love. Yet it is also the hardest. When Jesus commands us to love our neighbor, he means all of them, even when we don't want to or we don't like it. Jesus commands us to do this so that his joy may be in us and that our joy may be complete. Bless him. And then he reminds us that he chose us. We did not choose him. We didn't choose our mothers either, and they certainly didn't choose us. We may have thought we orchestrated the event, whether it be a natural pregnancy or an adoption, but he chose us and orchestrated our families. And although we may not feel especially loving on any given day, or like my Mother's Day card, maybe we're considering running away from this business of living. Yet here we are, in the beauty of holiness, face to face with the undeniable love of God who meets us right where we are, warts and all. How awesome. How unbelievable. Seeing ourselves the way Jesus sees us as sons and daughters of the King, beloved and valued and chosen. If we can remember to see ourselves in that light, the light of the gospel, then following his command to love each other as he loves us does not seem so much of a burden or an impossible dream, but more like a very natural part of our walk with Christ, filled with unspeakable joy. So on this Mother's Day, as we honor all of our mothers, those special women who are beloved of God and have a special place in this world, may we allow ourselves to be gathered and protected under his mothering wings, knowing that our God is mother and father of us all. With the gift of that Holy Spirit and the grace of God, we are equipped to love our neighbors as ourselves, basking in his joy and love. And as we follow his commandment to love God back with every fiber of our being, we can, as the New Zealand Lord's Prayer goes on to say, hallow his name through the universe, loving each other as he commands, because he first loved us. Please pray with me again. Oh God, thank you for this day honoring mothers, and thank you for your word that helps us to honor you in all that we think, do, and say. Please help us to understand that we are your children. Help us to understand what that means in our lives. Let us not run away from you when it is hard for us to see your overwhelming and reckless love. Help us to abide in your love, even when we feel lost or afraid or helpless. And may we come to live into the full potential of all of who you created us to be, your sons and daughters, chosen by you to love you and love one another. We ask these things in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.